Hare Krishna. Lepa Book, Chapter 8. What is important? It's useful in dealing with the mind to try to gain a perspective of what in our life has been of any true value. So much in our life evokes emotion. Family, friends, enemies, mistakes, attachments, repulsions, money, the body, our country. From a Krishna conscious perspective, we know that we have lived many lives before accepting this body, and that we are likely to live many more. The persons, experiences, and possessions to which we are attached in this life, therefore, are not that significant in the overall flow of our existence in the material world. If we could turn our present life into a film, mine would run 60 years to date, then speed up that movie so that it took only 1 minute to show our whole life, the good, the bad, friends, enemies, and everything else, what would it all mean in that short span of time? We are eternal souls. What does our current spot life, as Srila Prabhupada called it, signify in the face of eternal time? When we were 4 years old, we might have experienced something that felt terrible to us. Now, seeing it from the perspective of a 60-year-old, the event is insignificant, if we even remember it. Or perhaps something wonderful happened. We won an award in the fifth grade. Completely insignificant now. Protect our false sense of self. The mind imposes a sense of significance on the inconsequential. Will the good or bad events cross the mind? All of them are insignificant from the point of view of eternity. In that sense, material attachments are truly ridiculous. Perhaps I desire to accumulate money. But if I become a billionaire for an eighth of a second, what value would it have? In the 11th chapter of the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maitreya Muni speaks to Vidura about time. The chapter is called Calculation of Time from the Atom. There, Maitreya gives Vidura a perspective by which to judge reality. He begins with the smallest increment of time, the time it takes an atom, Paramanu, to combine with other paramanus to form a molecule, and gradually increases the increments of time until he is discussing seconds, minutes, hours, months, and years, then human lifetimes, lifetimes of demigods, and finally Brahma's lifetime. Brahma's lifetime is inconceivably long from the human perspective, but Maitreya Muni says the duration of the two parts of Brahma's life, as above mentioned, is calculated to be equal to one nimesha, one eye blink for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unchanging and unlimited, and who is the cause of all causes of the universe. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.11.38. Or in Srila Prabhupada's words, the fantastic and interminable life of Brahma from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. End quote. Take that perspective and look at the emotions the mind evokes whenever you think of something you've experienced, positive or negative in this life. Everything we have and have done is completely insignificant. Still, the mind holds each of these things as most important and lures us with them, especially, it seems, when we are chanting japa. This is one way the mind protects the false ego. If we were to realize our true position as tiny servants of Krishna, we would see our life in a different perspective. Instead, the mind convinces us that all the impressions and thoughts it holds are all important and essential to attend to, especially while we are supposed to be listening to Krishna's names. But we have been tricked, lied to. If we want to chant good japa, we have to become detached enough not to identify with the mind. When the mind may tell us that there is nothing more important in existence than, and here we can fill in our own blank, we have to know that in the next moment, that same all-significant event, person, or feeling will be replaced with another all-significant event, person, or feeling, complete with its own imperative significance. We love, we want, we hate endlessly, and with no rationale. This is how advertising drives people to buy on impulse. The mind sees something and becomes attached. At that moment,
the object becomes the most important thing in creation, and people will buy it without thought, spending thousands of dollars on some scarcely needed item. Later, when the mind has relaxed its grip, the same purchase is revealed as impractical and frivolous. Unfortunately, because we failed to realize that we were victimized by our own minds and senses, we foolish mind worshippers repeat this pattern throughout our lives. What ruins our japa more than anything, dragging us into inattention, is that we believe the mind's advertisements. We are easily convinced that we must follow every mental impulse, every thought, now, even while we are doing something as vital is chanting the holy name. And the mind makes everything passing thought epic. But if we simply focus on the holy name, we will see within seconds that the epic thought that attempted to capture us has been punctured and that nothing is left of it because another thought or emotion or urge has taken its place. If we watch this process, we'll see that the new thought carries the same urgency and importance as the last one. Can every temporary thought have the same importance? The mind will tell us yes, and we believe it easily. How many times have you convinced yourself that unless you do one very important thing or another, you won't be able to chant your rounds? Icha dvesha samutena dvanva mohena bharata. The mind bewilders us by its attachments and aversions. The village prostitute, the unsteady intelligence. The Srimad Bhagavatam states, quote, mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Srimad Bhagavatam 6.5.15. Sensual and mental attractions and aversions are ultimately empty of pleasure and as incapable of awarding variety and experience as a prostitute who simply changes her dress. We should learn to soberly unveil the truth behind the mind's unending presentations. Srila Prabhupada comments, quote, the intelligence of a living entity who does not turn his attention towards Krishna or the Krishna consciousness movement, simply changes dresses like a prostitute. What is the benefit of such foolish intelligence? One should be intelligently conscious in such a way that he need no longer change from one body to another. A Krishna conscious person's only profession is to attract the attention of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and living a very simple life. One should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. Through intelligence and with firm determination, listen to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Neglect the mind and its prostitute-like attempts to attract us. Make progress in devotional life. What is the significance of having proved ourselves right and someone else wrong? What is the significance of having achieved a crowning success in this world? What is the significance of again dredging up those past pains and pleasures? In 1,000 years, in even 100 years, no one alive will remember that we ever existed. Even our names will have been forgotten. What contribution can we make during our brief lifespan that will actually stand the test of time? Try viewing success and failure, pain and pleasure, significance and insignificance from the perspective of Brahma's lifetime and then from eternity. What could possibly be more important than focusing on the holy name? For us insignificant souls, nothing is more important than to listen to Sri Krishna's names and learn to turn towards him. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 8 of the Japa book. All right.